A group called the Kansas City Theater Foundation is presenting its inaugural production, the world theater premiere of Barbara Jordan, A Rendezvous with Destiny, at the Gem Theater this weekend. This one-woman play portrays Barbara Jordan, the great civil rights leader, educator, and political stateswoman, performed by veteran stage, screen, and television actress Sondra McLean. She's best known for her roles in Grey's Anatomy, Cold Case, and Law and Order. The production explores the life and times of one of the most influential and powerful women in American politics. And Sondra McLean joins me now. And so good to have you here.
It's a pleasure to be
Welcome
here.
Welcome to Kansas City.
Thank you.
Remind us who Barbara Jordan was, because she was something very special, wasn't she?
Well, she was the first black congresswoman from the South.
Yeah.
Elected into the Congress in 1972.
That sounds right. Yeah, yeah. And she gave a speech at the 76th
yes.
Democratic National Convention that really put her on the map.
Yes. I'm probably to you it was the convention, but for me it was when she was on the Judiciary Committee hearings to impeach President Nixon. I was never really interested that much back then in politics, but all of a sudden I saw a woman who looked like me sitting there who seemed to garner such power just by talking.
Mm-hmm.
And I listened, and I became much more active in politics after that.
She had pipes, and she could talk, right?
She had the pipes, let me tell you.
Yeah. How did you get involved in this production?
I wrote it. I was very, very influenced by her back then. And it was always sitting in the back of my mind. But and I was shocked when she just disappeared off the political scene. I didn't know where she went. And for years I thought about it, but I never got around to it. And it was Alan Gray, who's the producer, who suggested, so Sondra, what would you like to do? I said, well, I've always been interested in portraying Barbara Jordan. He said, well, let's do it. So he put his money where my mouth was, or vice versa.
Well, it's so interesting to me what you just said, because the play begins not at the height of her popularity, but near the end of it, when she had, I guess she was basically isolated, the time of her life that intrigued you the most. What was happening with her at that point in her life?
In 1994,
yeah.
She received the Presidential Medal of Freedom. And when I first wrote it, I was going to write a start at the point when she was leaving Congress, but my director, Oz Scott, suggested that we start towards the end of her life. That way I could take in more of what happened to her over the years. And so it's not like flashbacks, but because of her illness, multiple sclerosis, people used to say that they would hear her talking to herself in her room. And I thought, well, how interesting. Why don't I use that as her going back in time and remembering her childhood, going back in time, remembering her relationship with her family. And that is sort of like the thread that I used to weave the play.
How did she react to being isolated at that point in her life after these years of being so prominent on the national scene?
Well, she didn't really isolate herself. She just withdrew from Washington politics.
Mm-hmm.
She was a teacher. She was on several boards. She taught seminars. She was still working right up to the day she died, practically. She was on several different commissions for President Clinton. He had offered her or was going to nominate her for the Supreme Court.
Hmm.
But, of course, her illness kind of took her out of that running.
Well, that would have been a moment.
Yes.
Yeah.
She wrote her books. She was very active.
I should point out that the Kansas City Theater Foundation presents its inaugural production of Barbara Jordan, A Rendezvous with Destiny, on February 24th and 25th. That's this weekend,
yes.
Right? At the Gem Theater in Kansas City's 18th and Vine District. For more information, go to our website, kcur.org. Did you ever meet her?
No,
oh,
I never met her. No, I in fact, I was very excited meeting Senator McCaskill.
Mm-hmm.
No, I never met Barbara Jordan.
I bet you
I was just
liked
fascinated. I would have loved her.
Hey, having spent time with her that you have, what would you ask her if you had some time with her today?
Oh, goodness. You know, I'm so inside her, it's hard for me to find out. Did she feel that she accomplished what she set out to do? Did she really do what she felt she needed to do. And I think that that's the whole thrust of the play, is she keeps asking herself that question. Did I do what I was supposed to do? Did I make my father proud? Did I make my grandfather proud? Did I help my people? But she always said that she did not believe in a hyphenated anyone. She was not just a congresswoman for black people. She was for all people. This woman was an American first. Mm-hmm. She believed in the Constitution like some people believe in the Bible. Mm-hmm. I've never seen anyone that dedicated to her work.
Well, Sandra, when you say you're inside her, are you really feeling like you're channeling her every day as you get ready for this?
There
this
are
weekend?
Moments when I do. And then there are moments that, because I'm playing other characters too, that I have that push-pull. But there are actual moments in the play where I feel like she and I are at one. And so there are bits and pieces of me in there in terms of relationships with her family. You know, a lot of my family thought I was eccentric when I said I wanted to be an actor. They said, "You want to be what?" I was a chemist. What are you doing?
Yeah. Well, there's a story about you, speaking of that, Sandra McLean, that involves walking home from attending classes at Temple University one day. What happened? You were just picked up.
And oh, my gosh. You know. I was on my way to lab, and they were shooting a film called The Lost Man. And they said, "You." And I turned around. I had no idea who they were talking about. And somebody waved me over, and they showed me to Sidney Poitier and somebody else. They said, "She'll do." And next thing I knew, I was working on a movie. And 3 months later, I was on a bus. And I went to New York to become an actor.
And things for you changed that quickly, on a dime.
That quickly. I always loved the theater. I played in an orchestra when I was in high school and college. And I was always doing school plays when I should have been studying my chemistry and my calculus. You know, and that was all I needed, was just somebody to have faith in
me. So you started off right out of the gate with Sidney Poitier.
Yes.
That's not a bad way to start, right?
And not too long ago, I did a film with him and his daughter.
I watched a little bit of it last night.
And he chose me. I wasn't chosen by the director. They had chose somebody else. And his daughter said, "You've got to tell my father that you were there at the very beginning when he met my mom." And it frightened me, but I went up to him and I said, "You don't remember me, but I was that girl that you said, you."
Did he remember that?
And he did it 30 years later. Her.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing?
I think that's a very good word for it. You know, well, what's he like? What's the legend like?
Well, like Barbara Jordan, he is bigger than life.
Of course he
sincere.
Is.
Sincere. When he speaks, everyone listens. Mm-hmm. I went out to dinner with him and Bobby Hooks one night when we were shooting a film. And we just sat there and just listened to him talk about how he couldn't read or write when he first came to this country. He was a dishwasher, and how he had to really self-teach himself. He was sort of like Abraham Lincoln to me. What can I say?
Yeah. Well, speaking of legends, you also spent some time on a film, Mr. and Mrs. Bridge.
Which is why I'm so pleased to be back here.
Well, I was going to say, filmed here in Kansas City. And if folks want to go on YouTube and plug in Sandra McLean's name and Paul Newman, it will come up a scene you have sitting in a car with the legend himself,
yes.
Paul Newman. Do tell.
Well.
Yeah.
I'm sitting there. I remember being so nervous sitting in the car with him. And he said, "Oh, it's just a flick." And I said, "Yeah, it's a flick to you."
Yeah. Easy for you to say, Buster. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. And he had this gear shift and it kept scraping up against my leg. And I'm going, "Yeah, okay. Yeah, it's a flick to you. I'm glad Joanne said it right there." No, they were such, such gracious people. He supported me. I would be doing shows in New York. He would come to sit to the theater at the Public Theater, New York Shakespeare Festival. I was doing a show in D.C., Much Ado About Nothing with Kelly McGillis. Joanne came and sent me this huge box of flowers. Mm-hmm. I had my own company for a while. They had donated to the company. They were just wonderful people.
I just would have loved to have met him. I just always thought he was one of those
guys.
He
was the man.
Yeah. Yeah. You've also had roles on Grey's Anatomy, Cold Case, and Law and Order. Which show did you enjoy the most?
All of them, but I was on Third Watch for 5 years. Mm-hmm. I played Nurse Proctor. I had the ER. So I most people might remember me more so from that show. I've done a lot of guest spots on like Law and Order, Special Victims Unit. Ed, I was on for like 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm always saying that whatever show I'm in is what is my favorite show. I have no favorites.
Well, you're doing TV, you're doing movies, you're doing the stage. That's sort of running the gamut, isn't it?
Yeah.
And you direct too. That's sort of the whole thing, right?
Yeah. Jack of all trades, master of nothing. But I enjoy my life.
A listener wants to know, where is Barbara Jordan married?
Where is she buried?
Buried, I'm sorry.
In Austin.
In Austin.
Yes. She was the first African American buried in that particular graveyard, from what I understand. Hmm. I didn't go into too much research about her death, but yeah.
Well, Saundra McLean appears this weekend in the production of Barbara Jordan, A Rendezvous with Destiny. It'll be Saturday and Sunday at the Gem Theater in Kansas City's 18th and Vine District. Again, more information on our website, kcur.org. It's been a pleasure to have you here.
Oh, such a joy to be here.
Good luck this
Thank
weekend.
You
bet. Bye-bye. Yeah. Don't forget to follow KCUR on Facebook and this program on Twitter. We're at KCUR up to date. Tomorrow on the program, former Congressman Dennis Moore and his wife Stephanie visit with us about his diagnosis of early stage Alzheimer's disease. Our music is by Bobby Watson and the UMKC Conservatory of Music Concert Jazz Band. We had help today from KCUR's Bill Anderson, Kathleen Pointer, Danny Alexander, and Maria Carter. Our show is produced by Steven Steigman. I'm Steve Kraske of the Kansas City Star, and you are up to date.